November 25th, Jesus says, all souls are created by the thought of the Father, who sent these daughters of His to animate the bodies begotten upon the earth. But the soul of the most pure woman did not issue forth exclusively from the thought of the Father. From the vortex of fervor which is our Holy Trinity, the three loves start, which converge in the center, in the place where our divinity is unified and shines forth. There lies the summit of love made up of the three loves joined together, and, to make a human comparison, I might say that there lies the heart of our Holy Trinity. From that heart the soul of Mary came. Like a spark flung forth by the will of our love, she was begotten by our three loves, and by our three desires, to possess her as a daughter, as a mother, and as a spouse, and we have introduced every perfection of ours to create her, for she was destined to be the stone of the edifice of the true temple, the ark of the new covenant, the beginning of the redemption, which, like all the things of God, bears the symbolic sign of three of the triune God. The first period of redemption was the creation, a work more specifically of the Father, of the unblemished soul destined to descend to inhabit a flesh which would be the tabernacle for God, and the love of the Son, and the Holy Spirit blessedly watched over her formation. The second time was when, by the work of the Spirit, the sinless one, entirely beautiful and pure, fused her flame as a virgin in love with God to the flame of the love of God, and by the work of the Spirit conceived Christ for the peoples. The third time was when Christ fulfilled His mission as Redeemer, by dying on the cross. Then too, Mary was united to God's work, and by the work of the Son, became the co-Redeemer and victim with Him. Indissolubly linked to God, and to God's will, she was present in every time of the stages of the way of redemption, and without Mary you would not have had the Redeemer. The Mother is the completely opened flower in all the purple of her royal robe. But the Mother, in order to be such, had to begin, not only in the inviolate bud of the most white virgin, but rather in the as yet unborn seed from which the stem, the bud, and the flower then arose. On celebrating the date of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the sweet fruit of our love, and bearer of the fruit of infinite love consecrated for your salvation which I am, bear in mind, not only Mary when just conceived, but her origin thrice holy, because our three loves converged to create her and her special dignity as co-initiator of the Eternal's forgiveness for man. The serene dawn of the day of redemption, she comes to you in her chaste splendor as the morning star and aurora of paradise. The cradle preparing to receive her shortly precedes my own, and her smile teaches you the Gloria, to be sung to the Eternal, who in His most perfect charity has worked the two loving miracles for you of the Immaculate Conception of Mary and my Incarnation.